Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Right now, we love having this man on the show. I had him on last week. We need to get him back by special Great. Request, basically, by our listeners everywhere. They say, can you get Andy Harper back on? Channel 10, Paramount Plus commentator. Last week, I know there was something interesting we were discussing at the top and we got to the bottom of. Oh, no, it was the FA Cup. What was the best effort of an absolute minnow in the FA Cup? That occupied about 5 minutes of the interview. Now, we're not going to throw as many hard questions at you this week, Andy. How are you doing? Well, there we go. He's just decided he was there.
Massive build-up.
Yeah, it was.
A massive build-up.
One of my better intros for the year with Andy. And, of course, with Andy Harper, you can watch the Liberty A-League in action this weekend on 10 Play and Paramount Plus. But let's talk a little bit of World Cup first of all. Andy, welcome again to the show.
Oh, two of my favourites, Fossey and Brownie. How are you going?
Good, Andy. We're well.
That was a bit subdued.
Well, the first time, Fossey built you up beautifully and then we said, good morning, Andy, and there was nothing. So we've come back and the second go was always a little bit flatter. Sorry.
I get it. Like, second time around with anything. Yeah, I get it.
Andy, we were just talking about that, like the two matches we've seen this morning, Japan getting over the top of Spain, Germany. The German-Costa Rica game was incredible. When they were 2-2 and they knew that the draw wasn't good enough for either, and some of the attacking play was great.
Yeah. Thrilling morning, mate. A completely thrilling morning. You know, Costa Rica, after being beat 7-0 by Spain in the first game, somehow managed to drag themselves off their own canvas and lead Germany 2-1, at which point it was Japan and Costa Rica through because they were up against Spain, and Germany, Spain out. Incredible. A thrilling, thrilling morning. And, you know, in the end, it was millimetres that got Japan over the line. I don't know if you've had the screens going, but their second goal was, for all intents and purposes, the ball was out. To the naked eye, the match officials, and it was only the VAR, and we'll stand to test at how accurate the VAR is, but they're through by literally millimetres, Japan. Thrilling morning.
Yeah, well, now, look, obviously all our listeners want to know your thoughts, Andy, on Sunday morning, 6 o'clock. We dare to dream. We're in the final 16 where the likes of Belgium and Denmark and Germany and Italy, they're not there. Australia is.
Exactly.
What's our chances? And if we were to win, how does that happen?
Where is he?
He's on the group chat. Andy's just decided to drop out. Was the question too hard, or was it? Did I offend him? Or
that's twice you've thrown to Andy.
I'm not going again. I'm just going to sit back and let you, Brandy, do the interview because I'm obviously commentator's curse.
Do you want me to repeat that question you asked, or will I go a different angle?
Now Andy Harper's back, but Brandy, I'm handing it over to you because I'm cursed.
Andy, I'm going to take over now because that's twice you've brushed Vossi. So the question that Vossi asked was. we want our boys to win. How do they do it?
Yes. Well, they've just got to set. It gets down to Lionel Messi, whose form is building. But it's not just the footballer, Messi. This is the legend. This is the legacy. This is the national hero. This is the embodiment of Argentine culture, who is making his World Cup swan song. And if Australia, apart from all the other difficulties that will confront the team because of the quality of the Argentine team, the biggest force they have to stare down is this huge push, emotional push from the team, push from the entire country of Argentina to have Lionel Messi finish with a World Cup championship to his name. It's the only trophy he's missed out on. It's the same energy going behind Cristiano Ronaldo at Portugal. But unfortunately, for Australia in this round of 16. Well, fortunately, it's a great story. I mean, the whole world will be watching our boys play. Literally, the whole world will be watching our boys play on Sunday. And I think they've got a puncher's chance. Remote as it might seem, they've got a puncher's chance. God's sake, they shouldn't have got this far. So why not?
Yeah. Now, we were talking about just how dark it would have been in Denmark yesterday after we knocked them off. How would they be faring in Belgium? the golden team or the gut, like.
Yeah. Do you know, I said I was with my mates in Brazil in 2014, watching that, the genesis of this generation. They had a coach by the name of Mark Wilmots, you know, good operator. But we were watching Ange do his thing with the Socceroos against Spain, as it turns out, defending champions and Holland defending runners-up in Chile, that momentous tournament. And my colleagues and I, a guy you know well, Clossy Murray Shaw, we were saying, you know, just imagine if Ange Postecoglou had that Belgian team. They would have won that 2014 World Cup by the length of the straight, or maybe even the 2018 one in Russia. This is three World Cups now where this fantastic group of players have not materialised. They just haven't, and it's a massive shame for their fans. You know, Denmark out, Germany out, Belgium, the world number two ranked team out, and they had a shocking group campaign. You know, they were outplayed by Canada in the first game, in my opinion. Canada should have done them over. Actually, one of the biggest stories is how such a good crop of players, Canada, no one's expected much of them, have finished with three losses. But the writing was on the wall for Belgium, game one. Terrible, terrible result, terrible performance.
All righty. Andy Harper having his say here. Channel 10 Paramount Plus commentator there at the World Cup. So 6 a.m. Sunday, again, a reminder, SEN full coverage, of course, covering all games at the Football World Cup. Get the app, and it'll be on the entire network, 6 a.m. on Sunday. That's Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Andy, we've also got football on the domestic front this weekend. We do have a derby in the women's, Wanderers v Sydney FC, and you'll be covering that one out of Marconi Stadium at Bosley Park. Now, there is football heartland, folks, Marconi Stadium.
Yeah. And I was just waiting for you, Vossi, to just indulge one of your soliloquies of going around the romantic old grounds of competitions of yore, because you told that was your lead-in for the FA Cup story last week when you talked about the Cox. And you fell in love with the Cox over in England.
So I thought
you were going to come up with something magical about your great trips out to the southwest of Sydney at Marconi Stadium, which was some of your most favourite sporting moments. I know that
the club there, it's fantastic. And you know, if you don't get a good pasta at the club there, then you're not living.
Good
pasta followed by boutique stadium.
And brilliant and football. Harper, and that'll be the case for the weekend, yeah. Of course.
Is there an Andy Harper stand there at Marconi? Is there an Andy Harper stand?
There should be. Vossi, there should be, of course. There should be. And a bronze bust and everything, of course. That'll be fun out there. Look, the Wanderers haven't started well in the W League or A League W to get things going. Sydney have had a loss and a good win last week against Victory in the Big Blue. But I fancy Sydney in the backyard of the Wanderers at our old stomping ground, Marconi. What a great place.
Mm. Andy, always great to chat, mate. Before we drop out again, and before you brush Vossi, we'll let you go. We know you're a busy man.
Christmas if I don't speak to you before. Good on you.
You get back to that big breakfast there, Andy. It's like going off that cafe. But Andy Harper, good man, Channel 10, Paramount Plus commentator. And Marconi, great. And he goes back there on the weekend for the Derby, Wanderers and Sydney FC. That is tomorrow, and you can watch it as well. And hear Andy's comments, one of the best football analysts in the business at 20 after 8. Now, in a moment, we get across to, I believe it's a Socceroos breakfast, where the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, is in attendance. Former New South Wales Premier Bob Carr is there. And I believe Alan Jones may also be there. We will try and get all three on.
What a threesome that is.
Yes, there we go. We hear it all right here on Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.